listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, proving ourselves on a hostile world. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul going through his rite of passage as we're going to talk about some Predator Badlands here, right?
We are indeed. Predator Badlands, the movie that just came out recently in theaters and admittedly did not do well at the box office. It had a great opening week and then kind of fell off at that point. I think Disney shot themselves in the foot here because they released two Predator movies on streaming and then were like, now that we've given you two freebies, come watch one in the theater. And I think that's a buy-in that many people just probably couldn't get behind.
Yeah, and I think with the success of Prey and how good that was, mm-hmm. and then the success of Killer of Killers, you know, which was also fantastic, mm-hmm. you know, they took their swing here. And this was, say what you want, this was a good movie. I don't give a fuck. It was good.
It was
but
good.
Like, I get why, like, as a the theoretical shot they took, like, why it put some people off. Like, I didn't love the design of Deck at first either. When I saw, I didn't understand it. As the story went on and I got to learn more about the character, they made a lot of correct decisions that I think they got some flack for, warranted or unwarranted from a fan base. But like, they made some good decisions on this and they took some risks, which was quite
I think that's what I like about. Like, I like the movie for itself, which is about mm-hmm. Deck, a young predator trying to prove himself. He's basically the runt of the litter, if you want to put mm-hmm. it that way. His brother is already a full-fledged predator, quote-unquote, a Yautja warrior. And Deck is young and wants to prove himself, but his father doesn't believe in him. And his father mm-hmm. thinks he should have been killed because he's the runt of the litter and he's not strong enough to be a proper hunter. And so, after his father kills his brother for defending him, Deck storms off and goes to a killer planet to kill the unkillable creature no Yautja has ever killed before. He befriends mm-hmm. Thea, the basically half an Weyland-Yutani android, who mm-hmm. he finds out on the planet. And between him and Thea and then another creature that they eventually pick up along the way as well, they make mm-hmm. this kind of found family hunter group that then goes to the Weyland-Yutani Corporation because they want to hunt this big creature, but the Weyland-Yutani Corporation gets the creature instead. And then for mm-hmm. reasons that I don't want to spoil, because the movie is still fairly new and is out on mm-hmm. streaming right now, mm-hmm. they end up bonding and not killing the creature, but they do fight the Weyland-Yutani people, and Deck is able to prove himself as the killer he wants to be, which maybe isn't the killer his father wants, but you know, that's okay.
You know, like, you know, we're all failures in our eyes of our parents at times, aren't we? So, you know, find your own path, young one. And Deck does. This is a solid movie. It's a good arc. It's a risk, right? Like, mm-hmm. how do you feel, like, as a fan base, like, this Predator, this franchise you've had where you have... What is Predator? Is he a villain? Is he whatever? He's always been a villain, but is he an anti-hero? He's had some interactions with humanity. This was a risk because this showed a human side to Predator.
It was. And that's the thing. Like, we've only ever had the Predators on film shown mm-hmm. in a light that wasn't as a primary antagonist once. They showed mm-hmm. up as, like, a halfway okay guy in Alien vs. Predator, which is a movie none mm-hmm. of the fans like, which is fair. Right. It's not a great movie. It's a PG-13-ified movie, which is kind of what this is, but for different reasons. So normally they're a major antagonist and they're a force that you have to fight to prove yourself. But the thing about Predators is the Yautja is that they aren't really bad guys. They have their own culture. Like, comparing them to us would be, like, in a way comparing us to, like, the Native Americans who we invaded. Which, yes, I think long-term history's view, we're the bad guys. But we weren't the bad guys in our face towards that at the time. And mm-hmm. I think the Yautja would argue about whether or not they're the bad guys because they're just doing what their culture says to do. So it's an odd fit. Mm-hmm. The way for them to make this work in a movie like this is to not have the Yautja fight humans, which is why fans are upset, because the Yautja fight humans. That's their thing. But to have him go off and fight something else and not have it be a quote-unquote bloodless movie because there's no human blood around. We get plenty of android blood, we get plenty of creature blood, but we don't mm-hmm. get human blood. Because of that, like, it gets a PG-13 rating, and some fans were upset, but I kind of feel like that's what you'd have to do if you were going to make the Yautja a protagonist.
You did. They handled that very well, and there were some good decisions there. Like, how do you make the most rated R movie possible and get it to be PG-13, you know, part of Disney? Let's just make the blood white.
Yeah, I thought it was a great compromise. Having him fight Weyland-Yutani androids is a good mm-hmm. way to do a crossover with the continuity without blatantly doing a Predator versus Alien kind of film. Like, this was about as good of a crossover as we could have gotten. It definitely blows the AVP movies out of the water.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. The movie provides plenty of what I was looking for, which was a good protagonist, and actually two of them, because I really like Thea as well, and lots of great action. And what more do you actually need from a Predator movie? Isn't that what we're looking for?
It's I don't know, like maybe like people were just, what were you looking for? If you're looking for more, you're at the wrong movie. Like you're here to see the Predator do Predator things. And if he's not ripping skulls out of humans, guess what? You still got a crisp 100+ minutes too. It's a short watch, fam. Like you got a 107-minute movie here, which is Predator doing Predator things the entire time and growing. And it's just a good story. Like the hate I get from your super fans, but I don't think it's warranted. I
Well,
get it, but nah.
there are two points to make there. The first of all is the Yautja live in a galaxy. We are one planet of that galaxy. Even if you put in other alien humanoids, there's only so many planets that you would populate with those kinds of creatures. So if the Yautja are going to go to every planet where there's predatory species and hunt them, then they're going to, I mean, they would have come to Earth during the time of the dinosaurs if they existed. They'd come to Earth to fight humans, but they'd go to other planets and find every living creature there, and they'd kill them all at least once just to see how it feels. Like, it's like Wedding Crashers, just the tip, just to see how it feels. That's what
See
they're
how it
gonna do.
feels,
So that's what the Predator does, and that's their creature. And to be bitch because they're not doing it towards humans, that they're going after other creatures, ignores their entire culture.
And I think that's a really great, we're learning a little bit more about that Yautja culture, you know, and that's a crossroads we haven't really gone down. We've seen the hierarchy, you know, the alpha, the father, like whatever. We've gotten him in some movies, and like, you know, clearly there's a pecking order beneath them, and so on. But there's more thought behind them, like, right? You know the pecking order of like the alien. You know, you can't take one without the other. They've been synonymous for each other for years. The pecking order of the alien is it's like an ant colony or a bee colony, a beehive. Like it's very much just like, you know, the queen structures what it's done. The predators have to earn their way, and there's many clans, and there's leaders of each of these clans, and there's a lot of them, and there's this whole society and race. Like, I want to know more about that. Like, how do you develop the technology? How do you limit yourself just enough though to make the hunt worth it? Like, there's a lot of cool shit here they can touch on that, like, let's see that. Let's see a different approach.
And that was towards my second point, which was we have now a whole bunch of alien movies, and past the first couple, there really wasn't much more story to tell about the aliens. They are just this creature now that you trot out. That's like a slasher killer. You trot them out and they do the same thing. Michael Myers stopped having any kind of real interesting development after the first two films. He shows up at the shape, then he dies as the shape, and every time they trot him out again, he's just repeating the same pattern. There's nothing to do with him. The same problem with Freddy, with most of them. Like one of the few slasher killers that avoids that is Ghostface, because it's a different Ghostface every time. But when you use the same slasher over and over again, they become boring and they could become rote. That's part of what you and I liked about Alien Earth, is that there were so many other aliens to explore. I think the least interesting part of Alien Earth was probably the aliens.
Yeah, probably the xenomorph. You know, we've seen him, you know, billions and billions. And to segue ever so a bit about billions and billions, every day, billions of people wake up to a bright new future. Their days shine with hope and prosperity, a promise that this day will be the best yet to come. And only one company is making that happen. We want to thank our sponsors this week, the Umbrella Corporation, with subsidiaries overseeing individual corporations, military interests. Umbrella has been the guiding hand leading the world. Our mission is a better world, a perfect world, one designed for the perfection of humanity. Umbrella Corporation, preserving the health of people. Thank you to our sponsor.
So it's the alien movies, they've become repetitive, they become dumb. And I think it's because you can only do so much with it. Like Romulus was great up until the aliens showed up, because it was just working on vibes and it had that
Facehuggers
feel.
were the best part of that movie, man. Facehuggers were the best part.
Alien Resurrection was interesting until the aliens showed up, because you were exploring a new version of Ripley. I think, as much as I hate the two prequels, Prometheus and Alien Covenant, those at least tried something. And I think the most interesting parts of those movies were like David and his experiments and the fucked up things he was doing.
David stole the show in those movies. David made the movies like not about the xenomorph and about him, and I don't think people like that. And that's
No,
sad because David was an interesting character.
he was an interesting character. I just read Aliens versus Avengers, which is a comic book set in the Marvel universe, but it's basically a continuation of the David storyline as well. And that's a dark read, and I can't recommend it for everyone, but it was interesting to see the David storyline continue, because that's something that I did feel like needed to finish out on its own, and we're never going to get that. So, but that's the problem. The best parts of the Alien movies past a certain point is no longer the aliens. It's like, it was really the Alan Ripley show, and when you only have the creatures, and the creatures can't do anything, they can't evolve functionally because they're monsters, then you're stuck with the same story over and over again. What I like about Trachtenberg's run, from Prey to Killer of Killers and now to Badlands, is that each one of them is doing a different story, and you're not getting the same thing. It's not just Predator shows up and tries to kill people again. We got that with Prey, and then they evolved it. And that's important. That evolution of the story makes the Predator more interesting and not less. The fans that are bitching because they're not going to Earth and killing humans are missing the point, I think.
Exactly. 100%. And, like, you know, there's, you can tell, like, Trachtenberg gets it. Like, I had high hopes for the Predator back in 2018, and I don't want to, you know, shit on Shane Black too much, but when I saw his name was attached to it, like, oh, punch, like, I'm excited, he'll do this some justice. And the Predator, like, is it a shit movie? Yeah, but it's a shit movie to the point of where it's almost a fun watch at times, you know. It's almost so bad that it's good in a way. These movies, though, you could tell the care that Trachtenberg has put into this, building what you've said from Prey to Killer of Killers to Badlands and to what's coming next. Like, at the end of Badlands, the mid-credits scene, like, that's something, like, if you want to hate on that as a purist of the franchise, like, you know, we've never seen this version of a Yacha. We've only seen it in certain media, like, whatever. But I want to see what's in that spaceship so bad.
Assuming Trachtenberg comes back at some point down the road, because he has been lured away by Paramount, but he says that he's still developing ideas in his head for the Predators as well. I have a feeling we'll see Deck show up in something, but Trachtenberg has specifically said that he's not going to make a sequel to Badlands, that tease was just a fun Easter egg for the fans to, like, promise something else that could happen, but, like, he wants to explore other ideas. He specifically does not want to do the same story over and over again, and I feel like that's ideal. I feel like...
I think so, yeah. That's good. That's a good idea. I want to see more, but you know what? Sometimes less is more. Leave him wanting more.
Yeah, like, he had Naru show up in a little cameo in Killer of Killers. Right. He'll probably have those guys that survived Killer of Killers show up in some other thing in cameo somewhere else. Deck will show up at some point doing something, or we might see, like, Thea show up in something down the road, or some other bots like her. I think the fact that he can take these pieces and build them into something else is interesting. And I'd have faith in him if Disney was like, okay, take both franchises, go do an Alien versus Predator. I have faith that he would do something actually interesting with them.
Yeah, I'd like to see him and Fede Alvarez kind of co-op on this a little bit, because, like, I think Fede Alvarez brought back a lot of, like, that horror element of the way the first Alien movie felt to the Alien franchise. And say what you will about Romulus, there were some good parts in that that felt like horror again. And Trachtenberg has done a fantastic job curating this universe for Predators that we have now, that, like, I believe, like, if I see either one of those two names attached to, like, a project like that, like, I'm in. Like, I want to see what you guys are going to keep doing, especially Trachtenberg. Like, he's really developed characters that, like, you give a shit about in a universe that's just full of monsters, and it's fun.
Yeah, the Fede Alvarez's Romulus is a disappointment to me, because that first act is crisp and interesting, and I really loved it. And then it's right when the movie has to actually start working on its plot that it falls apart. And you can tell he can reinvent franchises in interesting ways. He did that Evil Dead quote-unquote remake. It's not really a remake, but the Evil Dead from 2013. And that movie is different. It takes the elements and does its own thing. And you could tell Sam Raimi was sitting there going, I don't care if you wander off the reservation and do your own thing. You're allowed to do whatever you want. And that's how that franchise works. Like, Evil Dead Rise is a very different movie from anything that Evil Dead did before. And now we have, like, Evil Dead Burn and Evil Dead something else coming out that are going to be two different directors being allowed to make their own stories. And it's anthology style. That's what Trachtenberg has done under a single creative voice, is anthology style. And I really wish that Aliens had let Romulus be anthology as opposed to yet another sequel.
And you are 100% right. That first act of that movie was so very nice, and then it hit at the end there, and then you got really weird with the newborn. Like, it was some, again, it was risks and original original-esque idea. So the newborn kind of has sort of been done, but it was a new monster. It was different. It was something that we hadn't seen before. It was a risk. Did it land on this one? I don't think so much at the end of Romulus, but some of the risks that Trachtenberg has taken so far has landed throughout this.
Yeah. Like,
so, keep going.
It lets us have a universe that feels alive and feels like it can tell anything it wants. It's not doing the Star Wars. It's not rehashing the same ideas over and over again, long past the point where they've run out of steam. Trachtenberg, despite the fact that he made a PG-13, quote-unquote, safe Predator movie that Disney wanted, still did it in such a way that he can just wander off the reservation and do his own thing. It's not toyetic, even though that's clearly what Disney wanted. It's its own beast. And when he comes back, hopefully eventually, to do another one down the road, I have faith that he'll do something new again. Because Badlands proves he knows these creatures, but he also knows how to tell a new story each time.
Yep. And very exciting to see where this goes from here. Mm-hmm. Like I hope that we keep the momentum going. They've been doing very well. We've seen some interesting resurgences of DC as well. So, you know, your old staples that you got all the time, the Marvel and the Aliens, they're taking a backseat to the younger, you know, the Predators and the DCs, which I'm excited to see. It's an interesting age of movies now. And this one was quite good. I hope they do a sequel. You know, it's gotten some good play, like you said, on streaming. And it's kind of like people that gave it shit have said, okay, maybe this isn't such a bad movie after watching it. So let's keep going. Let's see where this goes from here. I like the direction that they're taking it. Hopefully Disney gives them the ability to do that.
Yep. Trachtenberg, your aces in our books.
Yep. Top marks.
Predator Badlands is great. If you haven't seen it, we do suggest going to watch it. It's like that whole run, Prey to Killer of Killers to Badlands. Those are fantastic movies. It is the best of the run since the original Predator, and I think the franchise has plenty of room to grow.
I do too, yeah. There's things they can explore that we haven't seen before, and that's an okay thing for you purists out there. That's okay.
It is okay. We want to thank our sponsors, Umbrella Corporation, one more time. Thank you for being a part of this episode. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, ripping spines and taking names. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul crash landed on enemy world, gonna fight his way out. We'll see y'all next time.